Let's break out of the bubble and see what's happening out there in pop culture. It's Swiper Stay on Daybreak.
All right, here's how it's going to work. If you're new to Swiper Stay, I'm going to read some pop culture headlines. Brian and Jamie are going to have to decide whether to stay and hear more or swipe on to the next one. Parker gets to be the tiebreaker if it comes down to that. So let's get moving to story number one. Country star has another onstage outburst.
I'm going to pass. It's got to be Morgan Wallen because he's human.
Morgan Wallen.
Morgan Wallen. He's skibbity.
That name, Morgan Wallen.
Let's swipe on Wallen. This one.
We'll swipe it.
Swipe.
TV star apologizes for resurfaced photo.
Oh, what could it be? I'm staying.
I'll stay.
Parker, do we have the photo ready, by the way?
Oh, boy. We've got it ready, Frank.
Okay.
What's happening here?
Wow. So, heated rivalry may be the most popular and successful shows of the year. However, one of its stars is dealing with something from his past. Hudson Williams is apologizing for this resurfaced photo with if you look in the top left corner of his forehead, there is a swastika.
I was just looking at the upside down cross, Satan. But no. Yes, I do see the swastika. Yes, I see it.
Oh my goodness. Gosh.
Now,
I thought it was Ryan Reynolds at first.
As with everything, context is important.
Yes.
Wait. Okay.
Hold on.
I am.
What happened was he fell asleep and other intoxicated teens drew all over him.
Oh.
Somebody thought they were being funny.
Okay.
And drew a swastika on his forehead.
Who are these other teens then, and why would they think
that's funny?
Those
pixelated honeys.
I mean, probably just some dumb college friends.
Okay.
Sources close to Hudson described the incident as a group of underage kids doing dumb things while under the influence, adding that the behavior was completely inexcusable. How do you handle this one?
You let it go.
I think you try not to draw any more attention to this one, right?
Yeah,
draw attention.
I got
pun completely unintended. I'm not that clever this morning, but
very nicely done. Well, it's a permanent mark on his record, Frank. That's all I'll say about that.
Yeah, it's
thank you, Parker.
Good. Any more puns before we move on?
Yeah, let's not put a finer point on this story.
All right, celebrities' courtside seat is going up for auction.
I'll stay.
All right, I'll stay. Because I know the sporty sportsmans will get mad.
All right, so you're probably thinking that something like Spike Lee's auctioning up his seat to like one of the Knicks games or something of that nature,
that
right?
That would never happen. Yeah, but
it would never happen, and it's not happening because this isn't a seat to a game.
Okay.
It's his own seat? You get to rub my booty?
Taylor Swift's seat that she sat in for the Eastern Conference Finals game
a couple weeks ago is currently up for auction.
I hate
that. That's right.
I hate this so
much. It can be yours, Parker.
It. No.
Stop. How one? Stop.
It's well, a how chair.
Do you, how do, it's a chair. It's a folding chair. I could have
it is
it
a courtside seat.
What about
it's a
Travis's
folding chair?
What about the
nobody cares have, about Travis's
what about
chair?
The, what about the?
He's just a football player.
What about
Frank,
the cup
let me
he
ask
chug
this.
From?
He's just Ken.
Is there some sort of lingering mark or stain or how do I know it's Taylor Swift's chair?
Wow.
Here's what we have from the auction site.
What do we have? Let's see.
As one of the most recognized and influential artists of her generation, the occupant of this chair has earned worldwide acclaim through a career defined by commercial success, critical recognition, and multiple Grammy Award victories.
Uh-huh.
Her attendance reflects the cultural reach of the NBA playoffs and the significance of the Eastern Conference Finals as one of the most visible events in sports.
Stop.
What is the starting bid on this? Do we know?
The starting bid was $100.
Do we know what it's
what
up
it
to
it
as
for?
Of right now?
We do. Do we have any guesses?
$7,300.
Oh, much higher.
I'm going to say like $12,000.
Parker?
I think much higher. I think this is going to be like 40,000 at least.
People are stupid. Brian was closest. He still went over. Six grand right now.
Okay.
$6,000 right now, but the auction doesn't end until June 14th. Yeah. So we'll keep an eye
on
this.
Can we buy it
for
our cow?
There's nothing.
So we can milk it? Can we buy that and use it to milk our adopted cow?
The milk
stool.
The milk stool. The milk stool.
So this was my thought.
Yeah.
For anybody, like, even if, let's say you're a billionaire, maybe if I was a billionaire and just had money to throw around, I would, as like a joke piece. But like, do you walk people through your house and be like, do you see what this is?
That's so weird.
And you know, somebody from like New York bought this.
Of course.
What is this? It's a Cavs seat. Taylor Swift sat in it. Are you sure?
My.
Well, here's the certificate.
I mean, it's very strange. It's very strange. I don't understand our obsession with culture. Dopes.
If I have the money to buy this, I'm buying something cooler.
Right, than a chair she sat in.
Yeah, not some...
Yeah. No.
Unless she was really sweaty and there's like a Shroud of Turin situation going on there.
Then you buy it?
No, but I'd understand it a little more.
This is weird.
All right, Nick, we got time for a quick one, Frank.
Quick one. Do we have a quick one?
Buffalo Wild Wings is being roasted online for a tweet relating to the NBA Finals. If you watch Game 1, there was a fan that ran on the court to take a selfie with Victor Wembanyama and was rushed off the court. He resulted in being banned from all NBA stadiums for life. Buffalo Wild Wings tweeted out, "Internet, help us find this banned fan. He can watch the rest of the NBA Finals on us, because that's great. Let's encourage that behavior."
No.
So they're taking L's left and right.
Boo.
That's Swiper Stay.